From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama hails what he calls strong American diplomacy. The statement followed the implementation of the recent Iranian nuclear agreement and an exchange of prisoners. The U.S. released 7 Iranians charged with or convicted of violating trade sanctions with Iran. Iran released 5 Americans. Among them are Christian pastor Saeed Abedini, Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian, and former U.S. Marine Amir Mirzai Hekmati. The U.S. has confirmed that billions of dollars in sanctions on Iran will be lifted because the Islamic Republic has met its obligations under a July 2015 nuclear accord. Mr. Obama also acknowledged U.S. Treasury Department announcement that new sanctions against 5 individuals and several companies for ties to Iran's ballistic missile system. Also, the State Department announced Sunday that the U.S. and Iran have reached an agreement that will free up roughly $1.7 billion to Iran. The Somali Islamist extremist group Al-Shabaab says it captured some Kenyan soldiers during last week's attack on an African Union peacekeeping base in southwestern Somalia. Somali troops and Kenyan soldiers with the AU force, AMISOM, are deployed at the base. Also Sunday, 4 wounded Kenyan soldiers were airlifted home, but Kenyan officials gave no death toll. A monitoring group says at least 400 civilians have been kidnapped by the Islamic State during an attack Saturday on the eastern Syrian city of Deir al-Zour. The British-based Observatory for Human Rights said women, children, and family members of pro-government fighters were among those captured. This is VOA News. Israel's prime minister has condemned the lifting of international sanctions on Iran following the UN nuclear agency's certification that Iran is curbing its nuclear program. Robert Berger has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that despite the agreement with the world powers, Iran has not given up its quest for nuclear weapons. Netanyahu told his cabinet, lifting sanctions will provide Iran with more resources to undermine stability in the Middle East and spread terrorism around the world. He called on the international community to closely monitor Iran's nuclear facilities and reimpose sanctions if there are any violations. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Freelance Yemeni journalist Al-Migdad Mojali was killed Sunday morning in an air raid by the Saudi-led coalition in Sana'a. Mojali was on assignment for The Voice of America. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber has killed at least 13 people and wounded 14. A spokesman for the Nangarhar provincial government said the bomber detonated his device Sunday morning in Jalalabad at the residential compound of a prominent member of a provincial council. He escaped unharmed. The Taliban has denied responsibility for the attack. Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton leads rival Bernie Sanders by 25 points nationally before the final Democratic debate, according to the latest results from the new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. Clinton polls first among 59% of Democratic voters, while Sanders gets the support of 34%. Martin O'Malley gets 2%. The hoped-for formation of South Sudan's unity government is in doubt after former Vice President Riek Machar recalled the leadership from his negotiating team. They were negotiating with South Sudan's President Salva Kiir. Machar has accused Kiir of sabotaging the implementation of the agreement signed last August by establishing 28 new states in South Sudan. A hospital reports a man who was left brain dead after taking part in a drug trial for an experimental painkiller based on a compound similar to cannabis died in France on Sunday. The health minister of France called it an accident of exceptional gravity. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.